4YBI, radio check.
Radio check, hey Bill.
YBI, radio check.
4HKX. Hey Bill, you still there?
Having trouble today.
Is there that way? Out on your HD walking around.
Steve, sitting down. I've got a delivery coming from Armalot tomorrow.
Not only getting your stuff in for that. I'll be interested in seeing that when you get it all put together.
Hotter here.
2 meter for me up here at the house during the daytime gets a little rough coming into the repeater. But HF, it just depends on what band you're on to what works and what doesn't. And like I said, time of day matters.
Leon, only having made two contacts on 10 meters in that panel so far. That's good. An indoor antenna.
You'll get it figured out. Like I said, maybe we can hook up one evening once you get it, your antenna put back up, and see if we can't make contact over on 80 meters one evening. Generally works better after dark.
Then I have about 55 feet long, and I was just thinking, okay, 55 feet is longer than I've got as far as where I can hook it up, but I could maybe run a V-shape. Would that work?
If you've seen mine, mine is nowhere near straight. It runs around a corner. It's compromised, but it works, and it works pretty good for me. So, yeah, I would give it a try.
That, I'm going to go in here, and I'm going to just meditate now. Today is my 64th birthday, and I have not vegetated here yet.
Not far behind you. My 50th is next month.
64. If I was 54, I'd be laughing too.
My 54, but I see you said 64. Well, you got me by a few years then. My 50th is coming up in May.
To understand which parts of my anatomy I might be able to do without being 50 years old again.
Well, I am, going to get some new hardware for my 50th birthday, it looks like. Had my right knee replaced in June.
Of course, I know some people where if they're, I know some people that are just able to do everything with a fake knee, and some people that are just able to walk.
That's what I'm finding out. Some people it does really well for, and others it does not. So. And it's one of those you don't know till you get there. KO4HCAT.
KQ4YCI, I am clear. 73, sir. I will talk to you soon.
Good to talk to you. KO4HCAT. Clear.
Hello, Patrick. M4ZLK.
Hope you had a good day, and I hope you're on your way home.
I was sitting there waiting at the lunch place, and someone didn't show up.
I figured you'd figure it out when I wasn't on the radio today.
I heard you say something this morning about picking up your son. He was riding with you. So I didn't even try to bother you.
Yeah, we went down to the Michelin test track today. Had a good trip down there and back.
Truck around the track a few times?
We do very well at that. That air ride in the back of it and it's top heavy. It doesn't like high-speed maneuvers.
All you have to do is paint flames on the side, and it'll run like a race car.
Hey, but I'm, believe I've got the nerve to try it.
Today, anyway, I didn't take my full lunch. Pickups were heavy, and deliveries were heavy, and I actually got help. Somebody picked up two trailers for me that I couldn't get to.
All week, last week off.
Energized, but man, I had to come back to work to, so I could quit eating and get a little rest. Goodness gracious.
Well, I'm glad everything went well for you and went well for them Sunday at the wedding.
Surprisingly well compared, or in spite of having to make last minute changes and driving out there and everything, it went real well. Anyway, I'm jumping out to get fuel. I don't know if you can still hear me or not. Underneath the garage here, or underneath the carport, whatever they call it. I'll talk to you in a little while. N4ZLK.
Yeah, be careful out there, Shane. 73.
NC9B.
How are you, Miss Wendy, doing?
Glad to hear Shane's wedding went well. And happy birthday to Bill, if he's still in there.
You today.
Been playing with radios all day, trying to figure out this APRS stuff. I think I finally got it figured out. And Room like my FTM 500s. Man, them things are a ticket. Other than that, got the boat washed. I put the grandkids to work and getting ready to run them back.
Going to take off down there this evening and run them back.
It is, actually.
Today, you'll be heading down that far.
Fairview. So we have a meeting place. We meet halfway.
I was going to say, if you got Dean's, that's a long ways to go down there.
Keep it about today. Somebody had to drive an hour back to the shop and then drive an hour to go home. I mean, it's 2 more hours and he was already off duty.
He weighs down there. I was surprised how far away he was.
On the other side of the planet from Greenville.
Huntsville seems like it runs right up there against it, and then the other part of it is the other side of the world.
We've been moving this side, maybe like Traveler's Rest or something. It's not so far.
Sure, where he works.
His wife, when she's finishing up school end of the month here, and she wants to get a job up here, so it'll be closer for her too.
Hopefully it all works out for him.
Get a new neighbor.
Sticks.
I would call it God's green country, though.
Green up around here, finally.
Now, you live in Sticks, too. What are you talking about?
That's why I can pick on it about it. Yeah. June, when I get to have that surgery.
For you, but I hope it does you a lot of good.
Don't look like I'll make it to the Waynesville Ham Fest this year, from the looks of it.
Walking in no time. And I know where I get a wheelchair. We'll get you there.
I'm pushing me around or not?
Well, they got one big hill you're drawing. And, gee, you know, it might be like an unattended child just kind of, you know, get to start rolling down the hill and can't stop.
She might pay you to do that.
I've been pushing around all these years now as it is.
On that one.
Think for Saturday yet? I can talk Dean into going. And Dean's going to bring in his two youngins.
I'm sure she's not going to want to go, but I will ask. And Gary's not going to be able to go.
Row seating in the car. We can put the kids in the back. You and Dean can ride in the back seat, or you and Wendy, or somebody, but we can fit everybody.
One of the guys up here may want to go, so wait and see what they say.
Forward to going.
Forward to it. I'm going to try to make it a point to go, so. But we'll figure it out.
Guess that, I don't know. Maybe we get back to the, you can do the debt for me.
This Friday.
Beauty rest. I go to bed early.
Met you. Yeah, I can agree with that one.
That's a kid, dude.
This Friday is your Friday, isn't it?
Proof is on the last right, the last time I did it.
You're fine. You'll do good. And I should be there to back you up.
It's cake, man. A lot of fun. I think I'm going to enjoy it.
Last night, you did a really good job.
I don't know what it was. But I missed it.
I'll hop off here. Finish watching my TV show. And get ready. Go in and listen to the net. You and Miss Wendy have a good evening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow sometime. KO4H get. I'll be clear on your phone. 7-3.
Okay, good. It's good talking to you. And, Jane, I guess you have to get your fuel. But we'll talk to you tomorrow. 7-3 and NC9P.
Please have a good evening. And hello, Leon. Yes, I did get my fuel. I was trying to ignore you, but you called me out.
Call you out. I know what you're up to. Sneaking around.
I'm tall. That's a good excuse as well.
I'm
go get a cave, go under a bridge or something, power line.
Did a good job the other night. I don't even remember when it was when you called the net. You may have done it again since I heard you the first time, because I really wasn't on the radio much last week.
Every other Friday, routine, and I'm this Friday, so I'm looking forward to it.
Friday a week ago. Yeah, we did great. I'm going to do it one day when I get a little more time and I can commit to it. I don't want to say I don't want to volunteer and then never show up, so I should be getting a little more free time here. Oh, in the next few months or so, maybe.
Yeah, I don't mind doing it. I just my big concern is the commitment aspect of it. And yeah, every other Friday, I think that's going to work out good in my schedule. And so we can keep up the number of operators that we have and increase those numbers so we don't have to do anything automated.
It's been such a part of my life for all these years, even when I never checked into it, or didn't check into it, I might have listened a lot but years ago, but I'd hate to see, and it's been around a lot longer than that as well, but I'd hate to see it. I'd hate to see it go away because not enough people interested in calling it.
Happen. It's a good hobby and I enjoy it.
I'm prodding some of the younger generation to get involved.
The cell phones did us in. But then it came out with GMRS, all of those stuff, so a lot of people were like, oh, I don't want to study, I don't want to do it. So, I don't know. I like the hobby. I think it's a great hobby and I think we should keep it going. I agree with you.
I've got my youngest son he's got his call now, and my son-in-law got his a couple of years ago. They get in there every once in a while. I don't want to bug them about it so much that they get tired of it. I'll let them get involved on their own. But I talked to my son this morning on the way to work, so that was good. And my new son-in-law, as of this weekend, he's already said he was interested. He was studying a couple months ago, but he got real busy, changed jobs, and was learning all that for the new job, learning all the stuff he needed to, so he kind of put the book down, but he'll probably get back into it once the new married life settles down.
Yeah, I'm impressed with my son. He's doing good with it, and who knows, maybe upgrade one day. But, I had a grandson who's getting involved in it, and he's kind of let it go a little bit. Hopefully we get him back into it. But I'm hoping to get my daughter back into it. She was looking to talk about it one time. And she made a comment yesterday that she was smarter than her dad. So, I'll have to hop on her about it. See what she did.
3-year-old granddaughter, she's already been talking on the radio. She's talked to her dad. She's talked to me from his side of it. So maybe she'll get an interest in it before she gets too old to not want to have anything to do with it.
Kind of a younger thing, electronics has always interested me, and kind of went into it from there. Then, life catches up with you, you get busy, kind of, get away from it for a while. Actually got so far away from it, my license expired. And then the older you get, the more time I had to start to devote to it, start getting back involved in it. There I am today.
Learning about the electronic side of it. I'm still not, I don't have a background in it. I think I could do fine with it in some kind of self-taught stuff, but last night I stayed up late. I was reading an article on station grounding and bonding and things like that. I had it saved, and I'd looked through it before, but it's a pretty detailed one. And I ended up, Beth asked me this morning, she said, how late did you stay up last night? And I told her, what were you doing? And I said, I was reading an article about grounding. Well, I don't know if you've seen this new thing going around about people going barefoot and grounding to the earth. And you got these sheets that plug into just the ground, into the socket with just a ground wire. And it's got copper through the sheet, webbed in through the sheet. And supposedly your body, can benefit from grounding, which I think there's probably something to it is what I'm trying to say. We're so insulated nowadays. But anyway, that was the first thing she thought of. She goes, oh, isn't that really interesting? And I said, yes, but it was station radio grounding, not people grounding to try to for a healthier life. And then she just rolled her eyes and said, oh, okay.
That's that left brain, right brain thing. Those women think differently than we do. But, yeah. But it's all grounding. That's true. Yeah, I had heard of it, but I haven't delved that much into it. Way not that much. But today I was playing around with that radio, and I heard my first conversation on, I guess that would be Yaesu Fusion. Maybe not Fusion, maybe just digital. It was a digital conversation on the Gastonia repeater. They have a digital repeater down there. And I was listening to it up here, and it's really unique in the fact that, you know, when it's coming in, it sounds like they're right next to you. The clarity of the signal and the conversation with zero static. And it's just, you know, those kind of avenues just blow my mind. And that's where my interest lies, in learning stuff about the radios, the digital, and learning about the APRS, and just delving into all that. You know, I've learned a little bit about the HF stuff, and I've talked a little bit about HF, you know, through the single sideband nets and such. But, you know, there's just so many facets of this hobby that you get into. It's one rabbit hole after the other, and C9B.
For ZLK, yeah, that's what I love about this hobby. There's unlimited things to do, and if you get bored with something, there's always something else to learn and mess around with or play around with for a little while. So, and if you want to take a break, you can take a break and come back and pick it up later. It's not anything that requires constant attention if you don't want to. So, anyway, I'm about at my daughter's house, and I'm getting a phone call and going under a bridge and all that, too, at the same time. So, I will let you go. I got to stop by and pick up some mail we had forwarded, and she watched our dog over the weekend and left her little stuffed animal that she carries around, so I gotta pick that up so she feels at home back at the house. Leon, have a good night. Nice to talk to you. You and Miss Wendy, have a good evening. NC9V and 4ZLK.
Thank you, Shane. Good talking to you. Appreciate the conversation. And I know about those toys. They gotta have their toys, otherwise it just doesn't make the day doesn't go right. But 73 Shane, take care and enjoy the evening. NC9B.